Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today I will reflect on chapter 46, Surah Al-Ahqaf, the English, the sand dunes. And today the theme will be building on the theme of last reflection, which is chapter 26, Surah Al-Shu'ara, the poets, where we discussed how arrogance is the anti thesis of faith and how it blocks faith. So inshallah, today we will look into chapter 46, hoping to find what is the antidote of arrogance. We saw last time how problematic arrogance is, and today inshallah, hoping we will see what is the antidote, what is the vaccine, if I may use that loosely, what is the vaccine against that cancer that destroys the body of the iman. I will be picking few verses, obviously due to the time, but before I go in, the early part of the chapter gives us two groups of people. It gives us those one, alladhina kafaru, those one who didn't believe, and we'll talk about that. And we'll give us also group number two, alladhina qalu rabbana Allah, those who they declare and announce and surrender that God is our Lord and our sustainer and provider and cherisher. So these are the two groups, and obviously the contrast between them. So first we'll start with alladhina kafaru. So verse number 20, ويوم يعرض بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يعرض الذين كفروا على النار. And on the day that the unbelievers will be placed before the fire, you received things in the life of the world and you took your pleasure out of them, but today shall you be recompensed with a penalty of humiliation for that you were arrogant on earth without just cause and that you transgressed. This verse is a summary of the people of Ad. As we all know, the Ad is the community and the society that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Hud to. They were known to have, they were tall and big and strong, and that at that time, as you all know, strength is measured by your muscle, by your size. There was no guns or cannons or whatsoever. So they, you know, they were very powerful people and they were able to build a very prosperous society, and they were considered in that area to be a superpower. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this part is talking about the people of Ad. And if you notice at the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, because you were arrogant. Like everything else in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created laws. So if you violate these laws, then you will pay the price, you will pay the consequence. So any superpower, if they go and they become unjust and they violate and they transgress, that emanates, especially when it emanates from arrogance, they will fall. That civilization will eventually collapse. And here, obviously, the people of Ad, Allah is telling us, they were arrogant. And بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ, they were arrogant, and usually arrogant translates into actions. When you feel that you are superior to people, when you feel that you are better than people, then people don't matter anymore. So their rights, their dignity, which is the Allah has bestowed upon all the children of Adam, that dignity, nobody can take it away from you. And we'll find the Quran throughout many, many verses is talking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished people, not because they didn't believe in him, punished people because they were unjust, because they transgressed against the rights of others. Because the issue of faith, Allah will not impose it, and you know, there will be a day of judgment and you will be answered to Allah. But in this world, you're supposed to be just and you're supposed to be kind, irrespective of your faith. So we will find that Allah is telling us that the people of Ad, they lost because, again, as I said last time, because of their arrogance. I think the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's plenty of hadith. The only one I would leave you with, that was narrated by Imam Muslim, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من الكبر. No one will enter heaven if there is an atom of arrogance in his heart. That shows how much Islam shun the believers and people against arrogance, because it that false pride and that superiority, we all know what it did to Satan. Briefly, we know that Satan believed in God. Satan never rejected the existence of God. Satan never rejected that there is a day of judgment and there is a accountability. But arrogance led him to the fate that we all are quite aware of. I think that's enough about arrogance. Now we go into the second group of people. So the first group were people of Had, and their demise came because of their arrogance. The second group of people, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Those one who say, our Lord is Allah, God Almighty, and remain firm on the path. On them shall, and the verse continue, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. That chapter, that's the same chapter, verse 13. Number 14, verse 13 is talking about the reward, the Jannah. Now, I want us all to kind of pay attention to verse 15, because in my opinion, in it, it is extremely important, and it offers the antidote to arrogance. Now, Allah is talking about who are those people, the istaqamu, and these they shouldn't fear or should grieve. He's talking about the reward of the Jannah, and look at the transition. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَلِدَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have enjoined upon us to be kind to your parents. And Allah goes specifically talking about mother and all the experience they go through, from the pregnancy down to the delivery, down to the breastfeeding and taking care of the child. And we all know the role of mothers, and God bless them. And of course, bless the father as well. And the Quran talking. Now look at this one. قال ربي, and then you reach a point where you're doing a dua. Look at the dua. قال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي. Oh Allah, inspire me, guide me to be grateful to your blessing that you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and guide me to do good that you are pleased, and so on and so forth. Brothers and sisters, if you notice, there are two stories. One about people who are arrogant, and we can see the action that transgress, and it's very negative. And we see about the other group, the people of their faith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that unique thing about them is they are grateful. And if we really look at the human psychology, we find that those people who are grateful, they are people of humility. Why? Because the people who are arrogant, it's all about them. Everything is about them. They are superior because of their color, because of their gender, because of their strength, because of their wealth. And that gets to their head. And Satan is able to use that to make them act in a superior way. And as we said earlier, whereas when you are grateful, the first thing you're grateful to God, you realize that whatever success you have, whatever strength you have, it is from God. Whatever you have, it is from God. And you recognize what your parents have done for you. And then you recognize what your wife does for you. And then you recognize what your teacher or your boss or your employees or your neighbor. Then that exercise of gratefulness, brothers and sisters, leads to humility. And the humility is the antidote of arrogance, because it's no longer about you. Everything who you are, it is the contribution of others. Your growth, your development is all been due to others. So when you realize the others' contribution, you value others, you pay attention to others, you take care of others. You see the difference? Arrogance is all about you and you have no regard for the others, whereas gratefulness, it is about the others. And that's why Islam taught us to have a sense of gratefulness. Alhamdulillah, shukr lillah, and we do that throughout our prayers, alhamdulillah, all day long, and shukr lillah. Allah says, if you are grateful to me, I will even bless you more, and I will add more. So brothers and sisters, in summary, we find that it is what is antidote, where we started with the antidote of arrogance, it is the being grateful to Allah, so to be grateful, period, and it is an exercise that we ought to use. So I invite myself anew in this great month to be grateful to Allah, to be grateful to all those who have contributed to our happiness, to our growth, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be people of thanks, of gratefulness, and the people of alhamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wassalamu alaikum, and thank you for the opportunity.